Book 1, Chapter 18, Concerning the Sons of Isaac, Esau and Jacob, of their Nativity and Education. Now Isaac's wife proved with child after the death of Abraham, and when her belly was greatly burdened, Isaac was very anxious and inquired of God, who answered that Rebekah should bear twins, and that two nations should take the names of those sons, and that he who appeared the second should excel the elder. Accordingly she, in a little time, as God had foretold, bare twins, the elder of whom, from his head to his feet, was very rough and hairy. But the younger took hold of his heel, as they were in the birth. Now the father loved the elder, who was called Esau, a name agreeable to his roughness, for the Hebrews call such a hairy roughness Esau, or Seir. But Jacob the youngest was best beloved by his mother. When there was a famine in the land, Isaac resolved to go into Egypt, the land there being good. But he went to Gerar, as God commanded him. Here Abimelech the king received him, because Abraham had formerly lived with him, and had been his friend. And as in the beginning, he treated him exceeding kindly, so he was hindered from continuing in the same disposition to the end, by his envy at him. For when he saw that God was with Isaac, and took such great care of him, he drove him away from him. But Isaac, when he saw how envy had changed the temper of Abimelech, retired to a place called the Valley, not far from Gerar. And as he was digging a well, the shepherds fell upon him and began to fight, in order to hinder the work. And because he did not desire to contend, the shepherds seemed to get to him. So he still retired, and dug another, and when certain other shepherds of Abimelech began to offer him violence, he left that also, still retired, thus purchasing security to himself a rational and prudent conduct. At length, they gave him leave to dig a well without disturbance. He named this well Rehoboth, which denotes a large space, but of the former wells, one was called Eskon, which denotes strife, the other Sitena, name signifies enmity. It was now that Isaac's affairs increased, and in a flourishing condition, and this his great riches. But Abimelech, thinking in opposition to him, while their living made them suspicious of each other, and retiring showing a secret enmity also, he afraid that his former friendship with Isaac would not secure him, if Isaac should endeavor the injuries he had formerly offered him, he therefore renewed his friendship with him, Philoc, one of his generals. And when he had obtained everything he desired, by reason of Isaac's good nature, who preferred the earlier friendship Abimelech had shown to himself and his father to his later wrath against him, he returned home. Now when Esau, one of the sons of Isaac, whom the father principally loved, was now come to the age of 40 years, he married Ada, the daughter of Helon, and Aholibama, the daughter of Esebion, which Helon and Esebion were great lords among the Canaanites, thereby taking upon himself the authority, and pretending to have dominion over his own marriages, without so much as asking the advice of his father. For had Isaac been the arbitrator, he had not given him leave to marry thus, for he was not pleased with contracting any alliance with the people of that country, but not caring to be uneasy to his son by commanding him to put away these wives, he resolved to be silent. But when he was old, and could not see at all, he called Esau to him, and told him that besides his blindness, and the disorder of his eyes, his very old age hindered him from his worship of God by sacrifice. He bid him therefore to go out a-hunting, and when he had caught as much venison as he could, to prepare him a supper, that after this he might make supplication to God, to be to him a supporter and an assister during the whole time of his life, saying that it was uncertain when he should die, and that he was desirous, by prayers for him, to procure beforehand God to be merciful to him. Accordingly, Esau went out a-hunting. But Rebekah, thinking it proper to have the supplication made for obtaining the favor of God to Jacob, and that without the consent of Isaac, bid him kill kids of the goats, and prepare a supper. So Jacob obeyed his mother, according to all her instructions. Now when the supper was got ready, he took a goat's skin, and put it about his arm, that by reason of its hairy roughness he might by his father be believed to be Esau, for they being twins, and in all things else alike, differed only in this thing. This was done out of his fear, that before his father had made his supplications, he should be caught in his evil practice, and lest he should, on the contrary, provoke his father to curse him. So he brought in the supper to his father. Isaac perceivest to be Esau. So suspecting no deceit, he ate the supper, and betook himself to his prayers and intercessions with God, and said, O Lord of all ages, and Creator of all substance, for it was thou that didst propose to my father great plenty of good things, and hast vouchsafed to bestow on me what I have, and hast promised to my posterity to be their kind supporter, and to bestow on them still greater blessings. Do thou therefore confirm these thy promises, and do not overlook me, because of my present weak condition, on account of which I most earnestly pray to thee. Be gracious to this my son, and preserve him, and keep him from everything that is evil. Give him a happy life, and the possession of as many good things as thy power is able to bestow. Make him terrible to his enemies, and honorable and beloved among his friends. Thus did Isaac pray to God, thinking his prayers had been made for Esau. He had but just finished them, when Esau came in from hunting. And when Isaac perceived his mistake, he was silent. But Esau required that he might be made partaker of the like blessing from his father that his brother had partook of. But his father refused it, because all his prayers had been spent upon Jacob. So Esau lamented the mistake. However, his father, being grieved at his weeping, said that he should excel in hunting and strength of body, in arms, and all such sorts of work, and should obtain glory for ever on those accounts, he and his posterity after him, but still should serve his brother. Now the mother delivered Jacob. When she was afraid that his brother would inflict some punishment upon him because of the mistake about the prayers of Isaac, for she persuaded her husband to take a wife for Jacob out of Mesopotamia, of her own kindred. Esau having married already Basemath, the daughter of Ishmael, without his father's consent. For Isaac did not like the Canaanites, so that he disapproved of Esau's former marriages, which made him take Basemath to wife, in order to please him, and indeed he had a great affection for her.